愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们前不久一起在学习以利亚侍奉的危机与转机。
Not long ago, we studied about Elijah, how he faced crisis in his service.
那今天我们来学习以利亚侍奉的传承。
And today we're going to learn about Elijah's service and how he passed it on.
我们看列王记下第二章。
Let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下的第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
十二节。
Verse 12.
第二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12. 请读。And Elisha saw it and he cried out,My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. So he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces.
这个地方说以利亚乘着旋风升天。
Here it tells us how Elijah went up to heaven in the whirlwind.
整本圣经里面有两个人不经过死亡升天。
There are only two people in the Bible that we know of that did not go through death.
就是以诺跟以利亚。
They are Enoch and Elijah.
既然升天就是他得到永恒的生命。
Because they ascended to heaven, we know that they have obtained eternal life.
这个是我们一生最重要一件事情。
And that is the thing that is most important in our life.
所以主耶稣在变帽山上显现，摩西、以利亚一起显现。
When Jesus transfigured on the mount, Moses and Elijah were there.
这表示他们还活着，在神的国里面还活着。
That means they are still alive in the kingdom of God.
那在变帽山上，那是容貌放光，衣服洁白，是一个天上荣耀的显现。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, they show up in bright light, and that reflected that they.Are glorious.
所以圣经讲的是确实的自战自清的苦楚要有永远的荣耀。
And what the Bible says is true, after tribulations, we will glory in eternal light.
以利亚的侍奉经过死亡，死亡的阴影也真的牺牲很多。
In the service of Elijah, he had gone through the shadow of the valley of death.
但是神给他的赏赐也是确实的。
But the reward that he received from God was indeed true.
所以我们在读古圣徒的侍奉，就更让我们渴慕，我们要过一个侍奉的生活。
When we read about the service or servitude of the old saints, ancient saints,it really encouraged us to want to serve God more.
因为通过侍奉才能够活出永恒的价值。
Through serving God, we can live a meaningful life.
我们活在这个世界上，每个人都很忙碌，在追求世界。
When we live in this world, we are so busy about pursuing after the world.
有一些责任是我们不能逃避的。
There are some responsibilities that we cannot run away from.
但是有一些忙碌是我们自己刻意安排的。
But there are some busyness that we cause ourselves.
就是希望我们在世界上能够拥有更多。
So that we can obtain more in this world.
当我们对整个生命有一个很透彻的了解。
When we have a clear understanding of life.
这个不能避免的责任，当然我一定要做。
We know that we need to do the responsibilities that we cannot run away from.
但是在世界上可以减少的付出，我们也可以做。我们自己可以控制得住的这对世界的追求我们可以减少。
But we can definitely decrease the amount of work that we give ourselves because they're not necessary.
那这样我们才能够在永恒的侍奉当中来参与来积累。财宝在天上。
So that we have enough time to serve God and to store our treasures in heaven.
所以每一个人，神都给我们有宝贵的生命。
God has given us each one a very wonderful and treacherous life.
每一个人在神的面前在死亡的那一刻时刻，神给人的论定又不太一样。
But everyone will receive a different judgment from God.
一个人最有眼光，应该就是从地上看到天国。
A person who has spiritual eyesight can see what's in heaven.
那在这里，以利亚升天的时候，以利沙就呼叫我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。
Here, when Elijah was going up to heaven, Elisha saw it and he cried out, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.
这个战车马兵就是用来打战的。
The chariot and horsemen were for battles.
所以以利亚的一生用一句话就是他是以色列的战车马兵。
So, Elijah's life can be summed up in one sentence, which is he was the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.
也就是神借着以利亚的侍奉得胜了。
That means that his service was victorious in God.
在以利亚的同时，我们还知道有亚哈王。
And we know that he served during the time of King Ahab.
那君王跟先知这个职分都是受高的，都是神赐的。
Both the status of prophets and kings were anointed by God.
但是亚哈王用他的职分来带领以色列百姓偏离神，拜偶像。
But King Ahab used the status that God has given him to lead the kingdom, the Israelites, away from God.
所以以至于以色列百姓三年饥荒，很多人饿死。
Which caused a great famine for 3 years, and a lot of people died.
但是以利亚带领他们力战假先知把他们的信仰带回头。
But Elijah led the people back to God and overthrown the false prophets.
所以我们可以看出来，以利亚可以说是以色列百姓的一个资产 asset.
So we can see that Elijah was a great asset in the kingdom of Israel.
因为他的存在对以色列百姓有很正面、积极的影响。
Because of his existence, he has such a positive influence in the kingdom of Israel.
但是亚哈王他的侍奉跟他的存在变成以色列百姓的一个 liability 一个责任。
But the existence of King Ahab was a liability to Israel.
所以有时候我们常常需要冷静来思想我们自己。
Sometimes we need to take the time to calm down and think about ourselves.
也就是我们的存在对教会对神的工作是正面的影响还是负面的影响。
Is our existence a liability or an asset in the kingdom of God?
如果我们的存在对圣工对教会是正面的，我们就是教会的资产。
If our existence have a positive influence in the kingdom of God, then we are the asset.
那如果是教会的资产，不但是神会纪念人也会纪念。
If we are an asset in the kingdom of God, then we will be remembered by God and by men.
那我们怎么知道我们是不是教会的资产呢？
How do we know that we are an asset in the kingdom of God?
如果我们没有存在，教会会缺少什么？那就是表示我们对教会，我们是教会的资产。
If we are not around and it is a great loss to the church, then we are an asset.
我们在教会里面，每一个人恩赐都不太一样。
We all have different gifts in the church.
在每个人在各种不同岗位在侍奉。
We all serve in different ways.
那每一个人的侍奉联合起来，就让我们教会的运作非常的平顺，那一直在成长。
When everyone does its part and serve God that way, then the whole church will work smoothly.
所以有时候虽然我们的恩赐很微小。
Even though we may have little gifts,
但是我们的恩赐在教会整个运作也很重要。
But it is very important in the way that the church works.
比方说有的教会整理得很干净，这个就是有人有特别这种负担跟恩赐。
For example, some church may be very tidy, and that make the whole church very good.
那有的人在教会里面很会跟人打招呼，让教会充满着温暖。
And some people are very good at greeting others, and that make the church very warm.
那有的人在教会很会祷告。
Some people are very good at praying.
那有的很会带慕道朋友。
Some are very good at bringing truth seekers.
那有的很会管理饭食。
While some are very good at cooking.
所以这个每一个人哦，把他的恩赐，神对他的托付，把他活出来，我们就是教会的资产。
So if everyone does its part according to the gifts that God has given us, then we become an asset to the church.
有一天如果我们不在，别人会非常的怀念。
So if one day we are no longer here, people will miss us very much.
我们这一部分好像缺少了，教会就没有这一部分。
Because it seems like the church is missing something when we're not here.
所以亚王当时以利亚的侍奉确实是对他们有很重要的影响。
So we can see that Elijah's service had a great impact in the history of Israel.
但是整个信仰的传承是一代接一代下去的。
We can also see that faith is being passed on from generation to generation.
所以以利亚的侍奉将要结束，他就要传给以利沙。
When Elijah was at the end of his service, he was going to pass it on to Elisha.
那这两代之间侍奉的传承，对以色列百姓的信仰的继承有非常重要的影响。
And the passing on of service from Elijah to Elisha had great impact on the faith of Israel.
那我们就发现这个侍奉的传承有三方面。
And there are three different aspects of passing on service to the next generation.
有时候我们在教会里面一谈到圣工的传承，就是你做什么，那你交给我就做。
In the church, sometimes we think of it as, whatever you have done, I will follow.
我们只有工作的传承。
We only pass on the task.
但是以利沙在继承以利亚这个工作以前，到底他从以利亚得到什么？
But if we look at how Elijah passed on the service to Elisha, what did Elisha gain before he received the task?
这个就是我们要思想的。
That's something we can ponder upon.
好，我们先来看列王记上十九章。
Let us turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上的十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19.
十六节。
Verse 16. Also you shall anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi as king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel,Mahala, you shall anoint as prophet in your place.
这个地方神指示以利亚要去高沙法的儿子以利沙做先知来接续你。
Here the Lord directed Elijah to go anoint Elisha to be prophet.
所以以利沙还没有承受这个工作之前，他要先承受先知的身份。
So before he took on the task, he needed to take on the status of a prophet.
那在以利沙还的以利亚高以利沙的时候，以利沙在做什么？
When Elijah anointed Elisha, what was Elisha doing?
我们看十九节。
Let's turn to verse 19. Verse 19. So he departed from there and found Elisha the son of Shaphat.Who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the twelve. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him.
这里讲以利沙是在耕田。
Here it says that Elisha was plowing.
是一个农夫。
He was a farmer.
农夫是非常卑微的。
Farmer had a low status.
没有什么家世背景显赫的社会地位。
They didn't have high status.
但是神竟然拣选以利沙。
But God has chosen Elisha to be the prophet.
把先知的身份赐给他。
And gave him the status of a prophet.
那这就是我们在哥林多后书里面讲宝贝在瓦器里。
And this is referred to as a treasure inside a vessel in 2 Corinthians.
我们每个人是很卑微，是泥土造的。
Every one of us, we are very lowly in our status because we are earthen vessel.
但是当以利沙承受了先知的职分。
But when Elisha took on the status of a prophet,
到后来人又称他做神人。
People call him the son of man.
他是神所认识的人，是神所用的人。
He was known by God and he was used by God.
也就是说，他在神面前是很尊贵的。
That means he was very noble and honorable in the eyes of God.
所以我们今天要侍奉神之前，要先对自己的身份有一个自觉。
So before we serve God, we need to know our status.
到底我是谁？
We need to know who we are.
在世界上我们真的是很普通的一个人。
In this world, we might be a very common person.
可以说多我一个也没多什么，少我一个也没有少什么。
And it seems that if we no longer exist, the world will not miss us.
但是当我们得到圣灵，我们就是受膏。
But when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are anointed.
我们就是旧约时代的君王跟先知。
We become the priest and the king, just like the Old Testament.
也是祭司。
And we're also a prophet.
所以我们得到圣灵就是被神拣选要来侍奉他，好像这里的以利沙一样。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we have been chosen by God to serve Him, just like Elisha.
因此虽然我们算不了什么，但是我们在侍奉神，这个侍奉是非常尊贵的。
Even though we might be nothing in His eyes, but our status as a servant is very noble in His eyes.
所以我们如果懂得珍惜这个侍奉的尊贵，那我们就会很有下决心的要把我们的侍奉做得很好。
So if we really cherish our noble status as a servant of God, then we will really carefully serve God.
我们就会下决心，我一定要侍奉到我生命的最后一口气。
And we will set our heart and set the determination to serve God until our last breath.
所以这个以利沙对神要赐给他的身份，他真的是很看重。
So Elisha really value his status that God has given him.
所以我们看二十节以利沙做什么。
Let's read verse 20. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, Go back again, for what have I done to you?
第一个，他辞别父母。
So Elisha, the first thing he did was to say goodbye to his parents.
这个表示说他离开了家庭。
That means he departed from his home.
谁不愿意有一个温暖的家庭，常常留在家里呢？
All of us would want to stay at home to have the warmth of our family.
但是他现在要侍奉神，他就跟父母亲辞别。
But because he wanted to serve God, so he needed to depart from his family.
那二十一节。
Verse 21. So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh, using the oxen's equipment, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant.
这里讲以利沙回去宰了一对牛，然后用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃。
Here it says that Elijah took a yoke of oxen, slaughtered them, and boiled their flesh.
这个牛是在耕田用的。
An oxen was used for plowing.
那如果把牛杀了以后，就没有办法再回来耕田。
If you slaughter the ox, then you will no longer be able to plow the land with it.
那下面连套牛的器具也把它当火来烧了，来煮肉给民吃。
He also used the oxen's equipment and burned them to cook the ox.
所以这个代表，当他要侍奉的时候，他已经决定这一次的侍奉只有往前进，没有往后退。
So when he decided to become God's servant, he had decided to go forward and no longer looking back.
这个就是我们侍奉神应该有的决心。
And that is the type of determination we should have when serving God.
有时候我们在没有退休以前，因为有社会的责任，不容易专心来侍奉。
Before we retire, we may have too many responsibilities in this world, and we're unable to focus in serving God.
但是我们发现退休以后啊，人不太一样，每个人走的方向不太一样。
But after we retire, we realize that everyone walks in different paths.
那有的人就环游世界，来到享受人生。
And some people will travel around the world to enjoy the life.
希望死的以前能够过得快快乐乐的。
So that they will live a happy life before they die.
然后人生就没有遗憾。
So that they'll have no regrets in this life.
但是我们也常常发现啊，如果一个人在年轻的时候就很有侍奉的心智，退休以后的生活就不太一样。
But if you look at a person who has served God in their youth, when they retire, their life would be different.
以前是因为有工作绑住，不能侍奉。
In the past, because of work in this world, they are unable to serve God wholeheartedly.
那现在这个工作的捆绑已经结束了。
But now that the boundary of the work has been released,
就能够全心意来侍奉。
Now they can serve God wholeheartedly.
所以有时候我们看到一些退休的信徒的侍奉，真的是非常感动。
Sometimes we're so touched by the way that the people who have retired, how they serve God.
真的，他把后半生以侍奉神为第一。
Because they put the service of God as their priority.
那这个就是好像以利沙一样，破釜沉舟的决心。
And that is the type of determination that Elisha had.
要侍奉到我们没有办法侍奉为止。
To serve until he can no longer serve.
侍奉到神不要我们侍奉为主。
To serve until God does not want us to serve anymore.
所以这是我们对自己身份跟侍奉应该有的一个认识。
And that is the type of knowledge we should have in our servitude.
那再来我们就看到那以利沙他出来侍奉以后他到底在做什么？
And what did Elisha do after he started serving?
我们现在回来看列王记上十九章的二十一节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 21. So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh, using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant.
这个地方说以利沙就跟从以利亚。
Here it said that Elisha arose and followed Elijah.
再来就是他服侍以利亚。
And he became Elijah's servant.
所以我们可以看到以利沙在承受这个职分以后，还没有承受这个工作之前，他是在服侍以利亚。
So we can see that. When Elisha had taken the status of a prophet, but he has not taken the work of the prophet, he became a servant first.
那这个服侍以利亚到底代表什么？
And what does that mean?
就是代表谦卑。
But that means humility.
所以在人的心中，他这种服侍已经大家印象都很深了。
And, We all remember how he served God.
我们看列王记下三章十一节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11.
三章十一节。
Chapter 3 verse 11.
Yeah.
But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" So one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, "Elisha the son of Shaphat is here." Who poured water on the hands of Elijah?
这个地方人想到说，这里有一个约沙法的儿子以利沙。
So here,
沙法的儿子以利沙。
There's the son Elisha, the son of Shaphat.
然后就是说，他是从前服侍以利亚，那这个小子就是倒水在他的手上。
He was the personal servant of Elijah.Which means that he poured water on the hands of Elijah.
所以以利沙第一个不是学行神迹啊。
So the first thing that Elisha learned was not to perform miracles.
像以利亚行大神迹。
Like Elijah, how he performed great miracles.
以利沙第一个学习侍奉以利亚。
His first lesson of servitude was to serve Elijah.
哦，侍奉啊，需要谦卑啊，才我们才有办法来侍奉别人。
If we want to serve God, we need to first learn to be humble so we can serve others.
就是我们要侍奉别人哈，也必须要谦卑。
Even when we want to serve others, we need to learn humility.
哦，所以在腓立比书里面才讲主耶稣，他不以自己与神同等为强夺。我们来看腓立比书。
In the book of Philippians, it tells us that Jesus Christ did not see himself as equal as God.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
他本来就是神嘛，所以他有神的形象。
Jesus Christ was God himself.
那当他成为人，他就不把自己当作神。
But when he came in flesh, he did not consider himself to be equal with God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
虚己就把它倒空了，那就可以下往下降为奴仆。
So he took the form of a bond servant by emptying himself.
那这样他就可以洗人的脚，可以服侍人。
So that he could serve others and wash the feet of his disciples.
所以一个人要从神得到能力之前，一定要有谦卑的美德。
So if we want to receive power from God, we first need to be humble.
所以保罗说，众人中我是众人的，我是罪人的头。
That's why Paul claimed that he was the chief sinners.
那我能夸的就是我的软弱。
What he could boast was his weaknesses.
这个不是客气话，这是真的从心里讲出来的。
He spoke truthfully, sincerely from his heart.
那这就是代表他在神面前的谦卑。
And that represent his humility in the eyes of God.
那因为有谦卑，所以神就给他很大的启示。
And because he was humble, God revealed a lot of mysteries to him.
给他很大的能力。
And God gave him power.
来证明他是使徒。
To prove that he was an apostle.
所以以利沙第一个就是倒水给以利亚洗手了。
So Elisha's first lesson was to pour water on the hands of Elijah.
这是我们侍奉的学习，必须谦卑。
And that is also our first lesson, which is to learn to be humble.
那圣经在讲约书亚跟着摩西差不多四十年。
The Bible recorded that Joshua followed Moses for about 40 years.
那约书亚做什么？
What did Joshua do?
他是摩西的帮手。
He was the helper of Moses.
做人的帮手做四十年。
He was a helper for 40 years.
这个也不简单啊。
That is not easy.
那一定要非常谦卑才有办法做帮手四十年。
You must be very humble to be a helper for 40 years.
所以摩西离世的时候，神就说，约书亚要继承他。
And when Moses died, God said that Joshua was going to succeed for.
所以神所用的人都有一个非常重要的特色。就像跟主耶稣一样，非常谦卑。
So, the people that God wanted to use all have the same characteristic as Jesus Christ, which is humility.
这是在列王记上十九章最后一节，我们可以看得到。
And that is recorded in Second Kings, the last verse.
那下面说，前面说他就起身跟随以利亚。
So here it says that Elisha arose and followed Elijah.
他要跟着以利亚走。
He followed Elijah.
这个就是老师跟学徒啊。
And that described the situation between a teacher and his disciple.
所以在以利沙实际承受工作之前，他跟以利亚一直跟到他升天。
So before Elisha took on the work of the prophet, he followed Elijah all the way until Elijah ascended to heaven.
特别到列王记下第二章以利亚到哪里他就跟到哪里。
In 2 Kings chapter 2, it records that wherever Elijah went, Elisha was there.
两个人要同心才能同行。
Two people must be united in heart to walk together.
那以利亚他是神人。
Elijah was the man of God.
所以他都是神在带领他。
Because God guided him all his ways.
那以利沙就是做以利亚的门徒。
And Elisha became the disciple of Elijah.
这个让我们想到主耶稣在拣选工人。
This reminded us how Jesus Christ chose his workers.
今天呢，我们要效法主耶稣。
Today we need to emulate Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在拣选工人的时候，
When Jesus Christ chose his disciples,
他说来跟从我。
He said to them, "Come, follow me."
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
18节。
Verse 18. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew's brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
Okay, 我们再看十七节。
Verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
主耶稣来传天国的福音。
Jesus Christ came to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他拣选彼得。
And he chose Peter.
还有安德烈。
And Andrew.
就对他们说，来跟从我。
And he told them in verse 19, "Follow me."
所以这些门徒就跟着主耶稣三年。
Then they follow him for 3 years.
所以今天我们在教会当然最重要就是要跟着主耶稣来走。
So in this church, the most important thing is that we need to follow the footstep of Jesus Christ.
所以为什么我们教会有一个规矩，你如果要当负责人，一定要受洗三年。
And that is why to be a church council member, we need to believe in Christ for 3 years.
他先受洗，他很热心，他不能做吗？
And some people may ask, this person is newly baptized and very zealous in faith. Can't he be the church council member?
当时这些门徒是跟着主耶稣三年。
But at that time, the disciples followed Jesus Christ for 3 years.
他看主耶稣的生活。
They observed how he lived.
听主耶稣的讲道。
They listened to his words.
跟主耶稣住在一起。
They lived together with him.
这样一直在学习侍奉。
They learn servitude by doing that.
所以今天呢，我们这侍奉应该是需要有一段时间真的是花在灵修上。
So before we serve God, we really need to spend a lot of time in our spiritual cultivation.
让我们灵性能够成熟。
So that we can become mature in our spiritual life.
那我们才能够来承受这个工作。
So that we can take on the task.
其实当我们一开始接下工作，我们就会发现我们的灵性有很多的缺失。
As we take on the task, we will realize that we're still very lacking in our spiritual cultivation.
没有接下工作之前呢，我们自己也不知道。
Or in our spirituality, and we did not notice that before we serve God.
所以什么叫做跟着主耶稣？
What does it mean to follow God? Follow Jesus.
不断地去认识他。
That means to get to know him continuously.
然后不断地自我调整。
And to keep adjusting ourselves.
那这样啊，经过三年之后，
After 3 years of doing that,
我们成熟了，就能够来服侍神，做门徒。
We will become mature and can become a disciple.
甚至有时候我们在教会的神学院也是需要一段时间的训练。
Even in our TTP program, we need a period of time of training.
那这个训练是必须的。
Because that is necessary.
因为大家在一起互相来学习。
So that they could learn from one another.
来造就灵修。
They can be edified and can grow spiritually.
但如果把这个过程拿掉，常常侍奉就会出问题。
But if you take away the training, then it will be problematic in serving.
来接受这个训练本身呢，就是谦卑。
To receive training in itself is a sign of humility.
所以我们看以利沙在承受这个责任之前，他是从以利亚在学习侍奉的灵性。
So before Elisha took on the task of a prophet, he learned from Elijah the spirituality of a prophet.
那到底以利亚到最后他给以利沙设下什么榜样？
What was the example that he left behind for Elisha?
因为圣经里面在讲以利亚的心智跟能力。
The Bible is recorded about Elijah's determination and power.
这个就是我们以利亚灵性的一个最具体的描写。
And that was the best description of Elijah's servitude.
他的心智。
His determination.
哦，还有他的能力。
And his power.
哦，那以利亚的心智啊。
So what was Elijah's determination?
哦，如果我们看圣经在描写啊，就是他过着很简单的生活。
And that was the simple life that he led.
哦，因为在很简单的生活当中，我们人的心智啊才能够啊非常的啊单纯。
Only if we live a simple life, then we can have a simple heart.
有时候生活太复杂啊，我们就会失去这种侍奉的心智。
If our life is too complicated, then it is very easy to lose the heart to serve God.
我们看马太福音的第三章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音的第三章。
Matthew chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4. Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
这里在讲施洗约翰穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫与蜜。
Here tells us that John the Baptist was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist.
那圣经在描写这个施洗约翰，就是有以利亚的心智跟能力。
And the Bible recorded that John the Baptist was the one that had the heart of Elijah in his servitude.
哦，所以我们可以看到，施洗约翰生活也是很简单。
So we can see that the way John the Baptist lived his life was also very simple.
哦，这个生活简单，人的侍奉的心智就会很坚定。
As you live a simple life, then you your heart.Of determination to serve God will be very firm.
所以有时候生活就是代表我们的灵性。
So the way we live our life really reflects our spirituality.
那生活也会影响我们的灵性。
The way we live our life will affect our spirituality.
所以以利亚以利沙在学习以利亚。
So Elisha learned from Elijah.
那后来在后面我们就看到以利沙的门徒 要求以利沙去盖楼房盖一个房子对以利沙的门徒
so, Later on we could see that Elisha's disciple asked him to build a building
因为他的房子太小、
oh, Because his house was too small
那以利沙就允许他们去盖房子
And Elisha allowed them to go ahead and build a bigger place.
那从这里我们就可以看到，伊丽莎对生活的要求真的是很简单。
So we can see that Elisha really have a low expectation of his living situation.
那后来这个乃曼元帅来见伊丽莎。
When General Naaman came to see Elisha,
他带了很多金银漂亮的衣服。
He brought a lot of gold and silver and garments.
那伊丽莎连一个都不要。
But Elisha did not want any of it.
反而基亚西被追上去去要了几件。
It was his disciple Gehazi that wanted all these things.
所以我们可以看到伊丽莎对这个身外之物这不是看得非常重要。
So we could see that Elisha really did not care much about. These things.
那因为这个样子所以人就能够专心的侍奉。
Because of that, he was able to focus on serving God.
所以当我们要侍奉神
，If we want to serve God,
我们的生活是很重要的。
The way we live our life is very important.
生活是灵性的表现，生活也可以影响灵性。
Because it reflects our spirituality, and it also can affect our spirituality.
所以以利亚升天之后，以利沙接承这个工作。
So when Elijah ascended to heaven, Elisha took over his job.
真的，神与他同在。
And indeed, God was with him.
将大加倍的灵赐给他。
God has given him the double power from Elijah.
做成神的托付。
So that he was able to do what God wanted him to do.
这是一种侍奉的传承。
This is the passing on of our service.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn. 498.
498.
We will begin our spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
每一天为这件事情来祷告。
Let us pray for that event every day.
那我们最后一次祷告，也为着下礼拜的灵恩布道会来祷告。
And in our final prayer, we also focus on praying for the event.
求主感动，有更多的慕道朋友来参加布道会。
May the Lord move a lot of friends and truth seekers to come.
也求主祝福，让灵恩会每个有心来参加的都得到造就。
And may the Lord bless all of those who come to attend the ESSC so we can be edified.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。